Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Draft weekend 2014 for the Bills saw them add some critical pieces on offense and some depth on defense. But the headline of the weekend was under new GM Doug Whaley. The Bills are not afraid to make trades. In fact, going all the way back to the 2013 draft last year, the Bills have made a total of 8 trades, but 5 of them came in the last 3 days.
From day one, we decided that we will do and investigate any measure that will help us get to where we want to go. And my philosophy is don't be afraid to make a deal if it makes sense.
On day 3 of the draft, they made a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles to pick up third-year running back Bryce Brown. The Bills sent a future undisclosed draft choice to the Eagles, and the two teams swapped 7th-round picks this year. After 2 years in Philadelphia, the trade took Brown by surprise.
I was definitely surprised by it, but I think it's a great opportunity for me to come in and, be able to contribute any way that I can. I'm excited about, the journey, and I can't wait to get started.
With Bryce Brown, we think we get a proven, productive runner that will help us not only now but in the future. I think it was a combination of knowing that to get a player of Bryce Brown's caliber at a 4th-round pick next year, that value was intriguing to us, and then also to pick back up that pick was great.
The Bills started on Saturday with a 4th-round selection of Duke cornerback Ross Cockrell at 6 foot, 190 pounds, and a ton of starting experience. Cockrell has the length that the Bills are looking for out on the boundary.
That's what jumps out of him right away is his size. We love his size. He's played there, competed well every year there. Winner, ball skills, has good speed. Every guy we've taken so far has been a part of a winning program. That's a big thing we're stressing.
My dream has always been to play in the NFL since I was probably about 4 or 5 years old. So it was a lot of patience and a lot of hard work, and there's a lot more left to do.
In the 5th round, the Bills added their 2nd offensive lineman in the draft class, another huge player in 6'4", 330-pound guard from Baylor, Cyril Richardson.
Once again, we're going to stick with our theme as big offensive linemen. He's a big, mauler-type guard, can gain movement. We just love his power, his strength. This guy's played against some of the top competition, played the Senior Bowl. We followed him. Just another big guard for us.
Buffalo's last 2 selections in the 2014 draft went linebacker and offensive line as they took Florida Atlantic's Randall Johnson, a strong side linebacker in college. And on the offensive line, they went with a tackle from the University of Miami in Chantrell Henderson. Most importantly, though, the Bills felt they added instant impact on offense on day 1 and 2.
We think so. We believe the addition of Sammy is going to be an instant impact, not only to our quarterback, but to what our offensive coordinator can come up game plan wise and how defenses attack us. And then you add in Cyrus Quandro. When he gets on the field and whenever he steps in to start contributing, you'll have 2 bookend tackles for a long time. So we're excited about not only now, but into the future.
For his first draft as general manager, Doug Whaley came out of the box dealing with the 5 trades that he made over the course of the 3 days. He provided a big shot in the arm to an offense that finished 30th in passing in 2013 with the top selection of Sammy Watkins. He also added depth on defense, which should also help raise the level of play on special teams. Buffalo's draft choices will be here in Western New York next weekend for their rookie minicamp. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.